Thank you so much.
A good program.
Thank you.
in your red hymnal, will you turn to hymn number 23? Hymn number 23, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Turn to hymn number 21, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Hymn number 21, My Jesus, I Love Thee.
Thank you.
And another one of the most beautiful hymns that we sing, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, hymn number 36. Let us stand as we sing.
In 1886, the first Sunbeam Band was organized in a tiny little church in Virginia, the Fairmount Baptist Church. In this 73rd year of Woman's Missionary Union, we celebrate the 75th anniversary of our Sunbeam Bands. Around the world tonight, there are many men and women who have grown up through Sunbeam Bands. But perhaps the greatest group would be found in 45 countries around the world. Missionaries in every country have been led of God as members of our children's organization to dedicate their all to mission service. For that reason, and for many others, we have asked Dr. Baker James Cawthon, Executive Secretary of the Foreign Mission Board, to lead us in prayer before we witness dreams of mission pioneers.
Shall we all pray?
Our Father and our God,
We thank thee thou hast made so clear to us what is our basic and distinctive task in thy kingdom, for thou hast made it evident that our task is to witness in thy name to all men everywhere. Our Lord Jesus himself has given us this commission. He has written it large in our hearts. He has had it recorded in the record that we find in the scriptures. And now we all know that this is our task in the name of the Lord Jesus. And how we thank thee tonight that in sending this gospel around the world, that thou hast blessed this undertaking with the lives of so many men and women who in many lands have given themselves without any limitation to making Christ known. We praise thee because there are lights shining tonight in these many lands. We thank thee for the churches, the schools, the hospitals, the seminaries, the publishing houses, the preaching of the gospel on the air, every other way it is done for the glory of Jesus around the world. Now, our Lord, we thank thee thou hast raised up Woman's Missionary Union, a handmaiden of the King, to render such distinctive and loving service in this enterprise. How we thank thee, O Lord, that like Mary of old, breaking the alabaster box of ointment upon our Savior, Woman's Missionary Union has for these many years brought her gifts in love and study, in labor and in money and in life, that a sharing might be done to the ends of the earth. How we thank thee for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. How we thank thee for the Annie Armstrong offering, measured not in dollars alone, but measured in terms of love and prayer and study and life dedication. And our Lord, we pray that thou would strengthen the hands of these thy servants who labor in this great organization and put in their hearts a holy boldness that they may remember the monument of prayer upon which these offerings rest, to the end that they may reach out across the world knowing that God has a way of taking what we can lay in his hands in the Spirit of Jesus and multiply it to the winning of people afar. Our Lord, we thank thee that thou hast brought into being for these 75 years the Sunbeam Organization. How we thank thee that into the lives of boys and girls there has come across the years the expanding of horizons and the awareness of what Jesus expects through this beautiful organization. And tonight, as we shall look upon it, may there well up within our hearts gratitude and well up within our hearts resolution that not merely here among our own children, but all around the world, that the children of everywhere may know Christ as Lord and Savior. For this evening we pray for the distinguished speaker who shall come from another land to bless us with his message in Christ. We pray that thy power and thy wisdom and thy love may be felt here. Now we put in thy hands again tonight the president of this organization and the executive secretary of the organization and all who work with these two devoted servants of God, and pray upon them the power, the blessing, the leadership of our Lord, and with them bless all others who labor to make Woman's Missionary Union the vessel of blessing, witness, and joy that our Master longs it to be. And for all thy blessing, we praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Children to come unto me and forbid them not, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom, the kingdom of God.
Shall not receive the kingdom of God as a new